humility can be a hard teacher, and his paradox is our lot. For the one who thinks he is humble enough, did you need the one who dares not? Fear of criticism, I learned very young, was a problem in my school days. Afraid that the teacher would call on me, I was hiding in many ways. I was hiding my spirit and turning my cheek, while judging others I felt so meek. And as I thought about my lack of self-worth, I was proud that the meek shall inherit the earth. Humility can be a hard teacher, and for me that something is hard. For the one who thinks he is humble enough, is usually the one who did not. Years went by, being afraid of my shadow, for I was in the river of life with no paddle. The more I tried, it was easier to see. It was wearing me down, this fear inside me. So I examined my baggage deep down under. Could I just let it go? It made me wonder. I slowly discovered that it's okay to fail, that one can still float without a sail. There is always another log floating by, another lifeline that I can try. But only if I rid my fears and my pride and accept the help and try not to hide. Now I am always ready to learn, though I don't always like being taught. For the one who thinks he is humble enough, you need